ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జాయాముదీరేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికే. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 2 చాప్టర్ 9 టెక్స్ట్ 5. సాదిదేవో జగతాం పరో గురుః స్వాధిష్ణమాస్థాయ శిశ్రుక్షయైక్షత్ తాం నాధ్యగచ్చద్ దశమత్ర సమ్మతాం ప్రపంచ నిర్మాణ విధిర్యయా భవేత్. స ఆదిదేవో జగతాం పరో గురుః స్వాధిష్ణమాస్థాయ శిశ్రుక్షయైక్షత్ తాం నాధ్యగచ్చద్ దశమత్ర సమ్మతాం ప్రపంచ నిర్మాణ విధిర్యయా భవేత్. స ఆదిదేవో జగతాం పరో గురుః స్వాధిష్ణమాస్థాయ శిశ్రుక్షయైక్షత్ తాం నాధ్యగచ్చద్ దశమత్ర సమ్మతాం ప్రపంచ నిర్మాణ విధిర్యయా భవేత్. స ఆదిదేవో జగతాం పరో గురుః స్వాధిష్ణమాస్థాయ శిశ్రుక్షయాక్షత తాం నాధిగచ్చద్ దశమత్ర సమ్మతాం ప్రపంచ నిర్మాణ విధిర్యార్భవేత్. ఆదిదేవో జగతాం పరో గురు స్వాధిష్ణమాస్థాయ శిశ్రుక్షయైక్షత తాం నాధ్యగచ్చదృశమత్ర సమ్మతాం ప్రపంచ నిర్మాణ విధిర్యయా భవేత్. స ఆదిదేవో జగతాం పరో గురుః స్వాధిష్ణమాస్థాయ శిశ్రుక్షయైక్షత్ తాం నాధిగచ్చదృశమత్ర సమ్మతాం ప్రపంచ నిర్మాణ విధిర్యయా భవేత్. Sadi Devo Jagatam Paro Guru Swadhishnamasthaya Sisrukshaya Ikshat Tam Nadhyagaccha Drushamatra Sammatam Prapancha Nirmana Vidhiryaya Bhavet Sadi Devo Jagatam Paro Guruhu Swadhishnamasthaya Sisrukshaya Ikshat Tam Nadhyagaccha Drushamatra Sammatam Prapancha Nirmana Vidhiryaya Bhavet
Mataji.
Sadi Devo Jagatam Paro Guruhu Sadhishnamasthaya Sisrukshaya Ikshata Tam Nadhyagaccha Drushamatra Sammatam Prapancha Nirmana Vidhiryaya Bhavet
Saha Sa, he, Adi Devaha, the first demigod, Jagatam of the universe, Paraha, supreme, Guruhu, spiritual master, Swadhishnayam, his lotus seat, Asthaya, to find the source of it. Sisrikshaya, for the matter of creating the universal affairs. Aikshita, began to think. Tam, in the matter, in that matter, yeah. Na, could not. Adhya, Adhyagachat, understand, Drisham, the direction, Atra, therein, Samantam, just the proper way, Prapanna, material, Nirmana, construction, Vidhihi, process, Yaya, as much as, Bhavet, should be. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Lord Brahma, the first spiritual master, supreme in the universe, could not trace out the source of his lotus seat. And while thinking of creating the material world, he could not understand the proper direction for such creative work, nor could he find out the process for such creation. Purport. This verse is the prelude for explaining the transcendental nature of the form and the abode of the Lord. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is already been said that the Supreme Absolute Truth exists in his own abode, without any touch of the deluding energy. Therefore, the kingdom of God is not a myth, but factually a different and transcendental sphere of planets known as the Vaikunthas. This will also be explained in this chapter. Such knowledge of the spiritual sky, far above this material sky and its paraphernalia, can be known only by dint of devotional service or bhakti yoga. The power of creation by Lord Brahma was also achieved by bhakti yoga. Brahmaji was bewildered in the matter of creation and he could not even trace out the source of his own existence. But all this knowledge was fully achieved by him through the medium of bhakti yoga. By bhakti yoga, one can know the Lord And by knowing the Lord as the Supreme, one is able to know everything else. One who knows the Supreme knows everything else. That is the version of all Vedas. Even the first spiritual master of the universe was enlightened by the grace of the Lord. So who else can attain perfect knowledge of everything without the mercy of the Lord? If anyone desires to seek perfect knowledge of everything, he must seek the mercy of the Lord, and there is no other means. To seek knowledge on the strength of one's personal attempt is a sheer waste of time. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Kuruna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukham Kuroti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyeshwaram. Hare Krishna. So, I seek blessings of all devotees so that I can speak something for all of your pleasure, for glorifying Lord and for my purification. So, in today's discussion, we'll see that where this verse stands in terms of the overview of these chapters. And then we'll see in this purport, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning about how bhakti is supreme. So we'll see why bhakti is supreme, how it is supreme, and how to get it. So, and then we'll end with a nice prayer. So in last chapter, Narad Muni was asking, there were some questions asked around 25, and one of the question was about to know, I'll tell you, this is an 8th. Please also explain the personality of Godhead who lies in every heart as the super soul, as the Lord of all energies, but is untouched by his external energy. So this was in text 10. So this question was asked, and then this is the prelude to answer to this particular question. In the first para, Srila Prabhupada is explaining that how the Lord's existence in spiritual planet of Vaikunthas is not a myth. And he mentions that, you know, it's been untouched by deluding energy. And he refers that it has been already mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. So that comes in the first verse of actually Bhagavatam, Janmadhyasyato. So the last Janmadhyasyato Anvayat Itaratash Charthesu Abhigyasvarat Tene Brahma Rudayadikavaye Muhyanti Suryaha Yatsurayaha Tejo Varim Budam Yathavinimayo Yatrastri Sarugom Rusha Dhamna Svena So dhamna means the abode, svena of his. Dhamna svena sada nirasta kuhakam. Kuhakam is material energy. Nirasta is not is untouched. Dhamna svena sada nirasta kuhakam satyam param dhimai. You know, that transcendental abode is his. So Prabhupada is referring to that Lord resides in spiritual world, that is Vaikuntha, which is untouched by the deluding energy of Lord. So then the next point Srila Prabhupada is mentioning is about how to understand the Lord. And he mentions that Bhakti Yoga is the only process by which we can understand the Supreme Lord. When Sri Sanatana Goswami went to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Banaras, that time he exactly asked the same questions what Parikshit Maharaj has asked here. He asked about who am I, what is purpose of my life, and please explain me the process by which I can attain the supreme destination. So, in that conversion, this comes in Madhya Lila, chapter 20 from text 133. Of course, it starts pretty early. That whole 20th chapter is about that discussion. In that, Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after explaining about the eternal nature of a spirit soul as a servant of Lord, he starts explaining about devotional service. So, there he gives an analogy of an astrologer, Sarvagya. So, we'll read some verses from Madhya Lila. So, he mentions that there was one very poor person, and because of his poverty, he was facing all difficulties. And at that time, seeing his miserly condition, one astrologer named Sarvagya, he appears there and he said, "E sthane ache dhana yedi dakshine kudibe bhimrulaya baruli uthibe dhana na paibe." The astrologer said, "The treasure is in this place, but if you dig towards the southern side, the wasps and drones will rise and you will not get your treasure." Paschime khudibe taha yaksha ekahai sevigya karibe dhane hatana padaya. If you dig on the western side, there is a ghost who will create such a disturbance that your hands will not even touch the treasure. Uttara khudile ache krishna ajagare dhana nahi pabe kudhite gilibe sabare. If you dig on the northern side, there is a big black snake that will devour you if you attempt to dig up the treasure. Purvadike tate mati alpa kudite dhaner jhari padibeka tomara hatate. However, if you dig up a small quantity of dirt on the eastern side, your hands will immediately touch the pot of treasure. So, this is very poetically he is describing. So, what is this, you know, all these wasps and drones and ghosts, you know. So first Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that if you dig up towards southern side, there will be wasps and drones, they will bite you. So when Jivatma is trying to perfect his life, there are multiple processes explained. There is Karma Kand, Gyan Kand, Mystic Yoga system. So these wasps and drones, they are compared to Karma Kand. That one, will not be able to perfect his life just by that. Rather, they'll come to bite. Means, you know, one has to take repeated birth again to enjoy his pious or impious, you know, activities. So the southern side is compared to, you know, this karmakand, you know, and then the karmakand is compared to wars and drones. Then Lord Chaitanya says, if on west side, if you dig, there will be ghost. What this ghost is compared to? As a jnanakand or speculative knowledge. Towards here also in the purport, Prabhupada is saying, to seek the knowledge on the strength of one's personal attempt is sheer waste of time. You know? It's like, once, if he's just speculating, then the ghost of this mental speculation will devour and one will not be able to reach to conclusion. Then he says that on west north side, there is a black snake. So this black snake is compared to practice of mystic yoga and trying to achieve impersonal liberation. So the snake of impersonal liberation will devour you. You will not actually get liberated. You know that famous verse, Yanne Arvindaksha Vimukta Maninas Tvaishuddha Bhava Avishuddha Buddhaya Aruya Kruchena Padam Param Tata Patanti Yato Anarya Jushta Mangrayat. That all this impersonalist, even if they reach up to Brahman, they will have to again fall down. Srila Prabhupada, you know, whenever he quotes this verse, Patanti Yadha, he'll say with such a, it's like graphical way, it looks like somebody is already falling in. So this impersonalist also, because they don't have touch of bhakti, they'll again fall from that place. But on the eastern side, he says, when you dig, you'll immediately get the treasure. And what is the eastern side compared to? That's the process of bhakti yoga. So we see here that how only bhakti can liberate one truly, in true sense. You know, all the other processes, actually they are subservient to bhakti. There is another quote from CC. It's it says that by following the path of speculative philosophical knowledge, fruitive activity or mystic yoga to control the senses, one cannot satisfy Krishna. The Supreme Lord, unalloyed devotional love of Krishna is the only cause for Lord's satisfaction. This is from chapter 17, text 75 from Adi Lila. So the whole point Srila Prabhupada is trying is that only bhakti can satisfy the Lord. And why it is supreme? Because Krishna becomes subservient to one who has devotional service. And that's the same reason why it is most difficult to achieve. It looks simple, but it's, you know, most difficult to achieve. Srila Jiva Goswami, in his Bhakti Sandarbha, he has given a cause how one gets devotional service. And then the thesis he presents there is, he says, okay, you know, does Krishna give bhakti? No. Okay, is it by one's own, you know, good karma? No. Is it by, you know, somebody else's intervention? So like that, he goes on point by point. And at the end, it's like, you know, and then he quotes from all the scriptures, giving references to what points he is trying to make. The reason one gets bhakti, he concludes, is because of another bhakta. Bhaktya sanjayate bhakti. That a devotional service is awarded only by a devotee to another person. That is the only way. Otherwise, there is no other way to get that devotional service. And that's why we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to teach us this process of bhakti yoga, and throughout his example, pastimes, he displayed that to get devotional service, we have to approach a devotee sincerely. He himself did that. He approached Ishwarpuri. Before approaching Ishwarpuri, he was a dry logician. And then when he approached Ishwarpuri, he humbly surrendered him, he served him. And from that point, he started manifesting his devotional pastimes. And when Lord was, here also Prabhupada is mentioning that, he is mentioning about accepting a spiritual master actually. So unless we accept a spiritual master, we will not be able to get that. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also showed. So we saw how bhakti is the only way to please the Lord. And then we saw how bhakti is supreme, because that is the characteristic of devotional service again. Srila Rupa Goswami explains that it conquers the heart of Krishna. That's why bhakti is supreme. And how to get that? That's by devotional service. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared specifically to give us this process of devotional service. There is another nice verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela. It says, this is a nice prayer actually. There are two prayers. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga shikshartamekam purushah puranah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Krupambudhiryas Tamaham Prapadye. Let me take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who has descended in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us real knowledge. His devotional service and detachment from whatever does not foster Krishna consciousness. He has descended because he is an ocean of transcendental mercy. Let me surrender unto his lotus feet. This is from Chaitanya Chandrodaya Natika by Kavi Karanapur. And the next verse again. Kalana nashtam bhakti yogam nijayah pradushkritam Krishna Chaitanya nama avirbhutastasya padarvinde gadham gadham liyatam chitta bhrungah. Let my consciousness, which is like a honeybee, take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had just now appeared as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach the ancient system of devotional service to himself. This system had almost been lost due to the influence of time. So these two verses again show that Lord Chaitanya, he appeared to teach us this devotional service. And when we practice devotional service, it is so much pleasing to Lord that he becomes subservient. During Mahaprakash Leela, when Lord calls for Vasudev Dutt, he says, "Oh Vasudev, you can sell me wherever you like. I am your property." Why? Because he was so much pleased by the devotion of Vasudev Dutt. So here we are seeing that how Srila Prabhupada is stressing the importance of bhakti yoga. And then how to practice? Savayapumsa paro dharmo yato bhakti adhokshaje ahaituki apratihata yayatma suprasidati. So how one should practice bhakti? It should be savayapumsa paro dharmo. This is the ultimate dharma of a living entity is what? Yato bhakti adhokshaje. We should perform bhakti to Lord Adhokshaja. And how it should be done? Ahaituki. It should not be with any motive. And apratihata. It should be continuously performed. So, the acharyas, what are the different ways? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam, hearing about Lord, speaking about Lord, then, chanting, singing his glory, Kirtanam. Then, remembering Lord, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, serving his lotus feet, Archanam, worshipping, Vandanam, offering prayers, Dasyam, being servant to Lord. So, by all these processes, whichever we like, or all of them in together, we can do, and when we perform, then what happens? We can capture the Lord in our heart, and then we'll be able to go back to spiritual world. So, to summarize, we saw that this verse is answer to kind of prelude to answer to a question which was asked in last chapter by Parikshit Maharaj. It was about what is Lord's abode and how it is, you know, how it functions. And then Shukadeva Goswami is mentioning by telling about Lord Brahma, how he initially tried to search for his origin, but he could not. And then in subsequent verses, we'll see that how he heard the word tapa, that do penance. And then he practiced that devotional service. Like in last verse also, he said that, you know, he practiced it, devotional service, without any non-deceptive way, you know, without any motive. And then he was revealed by Lord. And then we saw that in Purport Srila Prabhupada is mentioning about Bhakti Yoga. So we saw why Bhakti is supreme, because it captures Krishna. We also saw that how, compared to other processes, Bhakti Yoga is supreme. We referred to Chaitanya Charitamrita, wherein Lord Chaitanya is discussing about devotional service to Sanatan Goswami. And then we saw that how to get a bhakti. Jiva Goswami mentions bhakti can be received only through a bhakta. And then how to perform. We saw, you know, the ways to perform bhakti, and then how it should be done. So let's pray to Lord Chaitanya, who by his own example showed practice of this devotional service. And then one more point Srila Prabhupada mentioned this verse is that purport is, without the mercy of Lord, there is no other means. We are just reading a couple of weeks back that how Lord Chaitanya was dancing in Ratha Yatra, and Rupa Goswami could understand the mind of Lord. Why? Swarup Damodar Goswami gives the reason. Only because he says he has received the complete mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So, and how we get that? By getting mercy of, you know, our spiritual master Srila Prabhupada. And then, you know, this like so many times devotee quote that to get mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we have to get mercy of Jagai Madai. To get mercy of Jagai Madai, we have to take Srila Prabhupada's book, go out and preach. So let's pray for that mercy. With this, we'd like to stop. Any comments, questions? Grantharashtra Bhagavatam ki cha, Srila Prabhupada ki cha, Nitaya Gaur Premanande.